The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hello, Nate.
How are you? I can barely hear you.
Oh, is my voice just really sexy right now? Or is my mic down? What's going on?
No, I think you just you lack energy.
Oh, yeah, that too. I felt like punching a fucking baby seal all fucking day. That's a horrible thing.
Why? What did the baby seals do to you?
Exactly. Absolutely nothing. But I just wanted to punch something cute.
Okay.
And babies were too tempting, so I had to go with something unrealistic. And I think allergies are kicking in or something. I woke up from a nap. Every fiber of my being hurts.
Okay. How's the training going? Because I know you've been training for the big 10K we've got coming
exactly.
up.
Every fiber of my being hurts. I'm in so much pain all the fucking time.
If it makes you feel better, I've been horrifically lazy about this. I have not run. The last time I ran, I was in San Diego. And it was 5K.
That was a fucking long time ago.
It was a week ago.
Oh, fuck.
It was a little over a week ago. That was the last time I ran, but I ran 5K, no problem. So I'm not worried about
okay,
that.
Okay, someone's bragging.
No.
No one likes
and
to show off.
As you hear this, I will have run my June 5K a couple days ago, running it Saturday. So ran it Saturday. But that's not a 10K. A 5K is not a 10K. And the difference between the two is double, and it might as well be a fucking ocean when you're talking about it.
Fuck. You're making me so nervous.
Now, what are you doing to get ready? I saw you doing, like, CrossFit?
Oh, no. I don't even know what CrossFit is,
okay.
But that shit is weak. No, just kidding. CrossFit people scare me.
Yeah, they're swole.
Yeah, they're...
Whatever that is.
They're beasts. I'm doing Insanity. It's 63 days of pain and Shanti, and that's a lot. And then I'm going to start running on top of that. So right now I'm just doing Insanity, and I'm going to keep doing Insanity. So if anyone sees me on the street and they ask me, did Insanity work? I'm going to tell you probably not, because you had to ask when you know damn well what I'm doing. So I'm going to finish that, but once I get paid on the 5th, I'm going to get new shoes because I have my indoor workout shoes, which I don't want to make an outdoor workout shoe.
Okay.
So I need to get another pair of shoes, and then I'm going to start running and training for the 10K. But I'm really, really scared because I know this is going to happen because I couldn't request any more. I felt like a dick having so many schedule requests. I feel like what's going to happen is that I'm going to have to either open on the day of the 10K
or open the next day.
Or open the next day, which if it's the next day, I'm okay with. But I feel like this is what's going to happen. I'm going to have to wake up super early to do my Insanity and then open at 7 in the morning, probably do an 8 or 9 hour shift, and then go straight to the 10K. Knowing my fucking luck, that's what's going to happen.
Let me just say this. Probably should skip Insanity that morning.
I can't.
Okay. I'm just putting it out there as that might be the best plan of action.
No, it probably is. But I'm so dedicated to this. Like,
to the point of self-destruction.
Exactly. Okay. I'm perfectly okay with self-destruction because I need to finish this. I need to do every single day because I'm trying to peak before I turn 27.
Okay.
And so I can enjoy like a solid good 3 to 4 years of living. And then maybe 5. And then like just call it quits.
Okay.
Like just get old and just like pull the plug.
All right.
I have my life planned out, right?
Sure. There you go. You'll find that will all go down the drain as you do get older. That's what I found anyway. I thought I had my life planned out too, and everything changed. Everything always changes.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be fucking playing Michelle Wee right now. Bitch winning the Open.
Michelle Wee winning her first major after a mere 9 years on the...
No, I'm sorry, 11 years.
Because she's 24 now, she first made a major when she was 13. So it's been 11.
Is she already 24?
She's 24.
What the fuck have I been doing with my life?
Well, what's she been doing for 11 years that she couldn't win a major?
Going to Stanford.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I give her props for. Like, she went to school. Apparently, she's a hoe.
Well, I can't fault the lady for that. Whatever a lady wants, a lady should have.
Yeah. I mean, I meant that in a weird way because it's like, I mean, I get it. I mean, she's probably young and drunk, but it's like, dude, you're making bank. You should, you're kind of a celebrity, sort of, kind of, especially with rich people.
Yeah.
Got to keep that shit on the low. No, well, talk.
Hey, she hasn't gotten knocked up. You haven't heard about her getting a disease. Heard about her getting arrested.
From what I understand, she does. I don't know if she, like, had sex. I don't know. Her parents seem very Korean, so. But.
Is she Korean?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't aware.
That's why she helped make my life miserable. Because every person I played golf with was like, so, do you know Michelle Wee? Cause, just because you're Asian. Oh, you're the same type of Asian? You guys must know. You guys are probably cousins. Like.
It's a good thing you're too young for the TV show MASH, because you would have hated life then, because it was set during the Korean War.
Yeah, you know what? I did.
You need it. It's been off the air forever.
No, but I watched the reruns as a kid, and I would only watch part of it when nothing was on. Like, that was the only show. Like, I would channel surf. And back then, we only had, like, what, 6 channels or something.
Yeah.
And so MASH, like, and I'd be so determined to watch it, I'd be like, fuck it, I'll watch MASH. But that was, like, it got to the point where that was the only show where I was like, fuck it, this is the one. I'd rather do homework. And I did.
I actually, in repeats and everything, I liked MASH. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. I actually have the first 4 or 5 seasons on DVD. If you want to borrow it,
I think, you know, I'm gonna politely decline. But it's one of those shows that I think, like, if you're old enough and you watched then you like, it was good. But I was like, what, 5, 6?
It went off the air in 1982 or 1983.
So what's that called? When, is it syndicated?
Yeah, syndicated.
Yeah, so I was watching that. And if that was, I was born in 88. So I think, and we're living in the apartment zone. I think it was like 4.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's been on in repeats. And I'm sure it is on again somewhere in repeats. One of those older channels. But it's a show that I enjoyed watching. When, just because it was just different than the other stuff. I mean, I watched that and Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh yeah, that was a thing. I never watched that. The only remembrance of Dukes of Hazzard I have is when Jessica Simpson came out with her version.
You mean the movie? Yeah.
Yeah, the movie, and I thought that was the original until like everyone kept saying it was a remake, and I was like, why would they do fine? I thought that was a weird one to remake.
I just saw a TV commercial featuring the two male leads from the Dukes of Hazzard TV shows in a General Lee, and it was for like cars.com or Auto Trader, just talking about how the old car doesn't have as much power.
The fuck?
their old 60s supercar doesn't have enough power, so they were going to have to look on cars.com for a more powerful car.
So they're desperate for money.
I don't know if they're desperate for money. I just think it's one of those things like, oh, you're going to give us how much money to do one day of work? Okay. If someone were to come to you and offer you, let's say, $100,000 and it's one day of filming and then the commercial runs, you'd take it.
I mean, it depends how desperate I was for money and what the commercial was. Like, if it was some Vagisil shit, I would. Right now, I take it, it's but them, like it's ideally, where I want to be at 8 years, no, I would not take it.
Yeah, but it's them reprising the roles that they're most famous for.
Yeah, it's isn't that called being a sellout?
Well, everything's being a sellout, okay. Really. If you don't want to be a sellout, then you just play your music on a street corner and go, "Hey, man, I'm way better than everybody." Or you do shitty comedy only at midnight shows and don't get paid for it, because otherwise you're selling out. Selling out is bullshit. That just means you're getting paid for whatever. And, you know, good for them. Those guys have got to be in their 60s now. So good for them. If they're going to catch a paycheck for an acting gig at that age, good for them. Good for them.
Okay. I see your point. I mean, if you're getting the money.
It's true. Guess,
you know, I'm not going to hate on people getting money. Maybe I am, because I don't have any of that right now.
So this past weekend I went to the farmer's market, but I slept in until noon Saturday.
You lazy ass. You could have been running and training for that 10K.
I could have been.
Way to set examples.
I was catching up after my vacation is what happened, because I was cranky all week after my vacation. And it was because I was tired. So I slept in, and I went to, I made it to the farmer's market. I got there at like 12:30, and here's what I was able to observe: a lot of lesbian couples in their natural habitat, the midday farmer's market stroll.
That makes sense.
And here's what I've noticed. See, now you've said that you enjoy the femme lesbian more so than anything, correct?
More so than anything.
Yeah, you prefer the more femme ladies, right?
I mean, yeah, okay. But I just, what do you mean more so than any? Yeah, sure. If I had a pick,
okay,
because I do.
So
I guess here's
what I will tell you: you need to butch it up more. Because just
oh my god, you need fucking to, honey, what have I been telling you? Do you not listen when I talk to you?
Well, listen, my eyes were open. You need to butcher just a little bit more. Maybe some footwear choices. Maybe
footwear,
like a harder sole or something like that.
Let's get something clear because no one can see my kicks right now. I have Vans on, and they're on fucking point. So
not from what I saw at the farmer's market.
I know
you need to roll to the farmer's market around 11, between 11 a.m. and 12:30, and just observe, and you will see. Here's the thing: it became very evident to me. You walk that line. You're an attractive woman. You are.
Thank you.
You're an attractive woman, but you walk that line. So you're what. People like to call a tweener. So she's not really femme, not really butch. You're right on the line. You're that catch-all. So you're not catching that super femme that is sort of she's a lesbian, but she likes the guy look. And I think you need to dial it up just a little bit more on the butch level.
Here's the thing, though. This is as butch as I want to go. Like,
See, now we have a problem.
Okay,
now.
This is the thing, like, is that why no one ever wants to be in a relationship with me? Is that why it never works out for me?
I don't know for sure. I'm just going by appearances at a farmer's market.
AKA law, that is ground law.
I'm just talking about what I saw, and I saw at least 6 or 8 lesbian couples, and in all of them, one of the people in that lesbian couple looked way more like me than you. That's all I'm saying. Whether it be their haircut, their choice of jacket, or their boots that they were wearing, they were dressing more like men, dressing and looking more like men, or more butch. I'm just saying. It's just an observation.
I think that's what it is, because like I do have a joke about that now, like where I'm just like, you know, I'm not either. And it's like, what are you? I'm lazy. Like, that's my I don't understand. That's my thing. But I like, because I personally think it's really hot when like girls can like go in between, like they
sure,
but like the Bay Area girls, like they dress a little differently. They dress like more urban, I guess, okay, but it's still like with a feminine touch, but it's not like super femme, but it's I think it's incredibly sexy. So I don't know, I do like the femmes, but I also like the femmes that can like dress down.
Yeah,
I think when they do, like when they pull that off, like it's very, very sexy. So I get that I need to, which is why another reason why I'm working out too, because I want to be comfortable in my wardrobe choices, because I'm still trying to find myself, but I would like to find myself in my prime.
Sure. And listen, I don't care what people do or what they look like. I'm just merely making an observation about what I saw. I think, you know, honestly, it's terrible that people are judged, but people are judged by how they look and how they dress and how they carry themselves.
Oh, definitely.
That's just how it works. So it was just interesting as I was walking around the farmer's market. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to share this with Diana.
And I'm just like, wow, I'm pretty sure you can listen to the podcast and I've been telling you that. But that's like the last girl that I hung out with, kind of. I remember when I first asked her out. Or I tried to ask her out. I was a little bit intoxicated. I had a little bit of liquid courage. And I went up to her and I was like kind of joking. And I said, would you go on a date with me or something like that? She's like, yeah. I was like, wait, what? Like, I was so confused because I was like, I'm not your type.
Right.
Because she's very feminine. Every girl I've seen her with is very butchy.
Right.
And so I'm like, I'm not your type. Like, I never thought I had a chance. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't just go for that. I was like, no, you kind of do. And then, like, she would, like, comment on, like, my clothes and, like, something. I was like, you do like them, Butch. I'm like, fuck, is this really something I need to do? But in the Bay, no. Like, I think I just need to move to L.A. or the Bay. I don't think Sac is for me. Because I noticed in, like, smaller towns, like Arizona, that's how it was down there.
It's very clear. It's a lot
polarized,
more clearly defined,
yeah,
and polarized as to which level you are. And I think if you're looking for the, and I know this is supposedly isn't a thing, but I'm pretty sure it is a thing. The girl or woman who is thinking about exploring her lesbian side is far more likely to hook up with somebody who is more butch than somebody who is more femme. That's just, I could be completely wrong, but if you're looking for that experimental lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting because, like, even the femmes, like, they like super, like, if sometimes when femmes or girls, women are experimenting, because I'm at that age where I can say I want to date a woman. Women are experimenting. They can go for, like, either they don't go for people like me, the middle. They go for, like, either super femme because that's the ideal, idealization of beauty is like a feminine female, right?
Okay.
And so they're like, oh, she's really hot too, like, you know, it's like Megan Fox versus Ellen. Like, some girls, you know what I'm saying, like, some girls want to experiment with Ellen, some girls want to experiment with Megan Fox.
You're not that far off of Ellen. You really, with your choice of footwear and the way you dress, you really aren't. And I don't think Ellen, when I think Ellen, I don't think butch.
Yeah, maybe Ellen wasn't the right choice.
No, no. But I mean, look, Ellen's done pretty well for herself.
Someone, yeah, that was what the girl commented on, because she was like, I dressed, because when I was working the HR job, I was dressing more business casual.
Right.
And I do that with a button up, and she, for the most part. And she was like, I said, someone would comment. I told her how someone, like, I've been called multiple times, I was gonna say a gay Ellen. That doesn't make sense.
Asian Ellen.
And she was like, who wouldn't want to get hit on by Ellen? I was like, what the? I get Ellen does get a lot of, like, attention, like, a lot. So I'm like, you know what?
I know she's a lesbian, and I would still do Ellen.
I love Ellen's person. Is it the personality thing? Is that
it? Could
what
be.
Can get, yeah.
Could be. It could
so.
Be the dancing.
You know,
too much dancing.
Maybe that's what it is. Personality has a lot to do with it, with females too, with women. Like, I think it becomes more of an intimacy personality thing sometimes. So, but yeah, I noticed that too. Usually you have the one that's a little more butchier, and then the one that's a little more femme. And then if you have me in the middle, and I don't like, which is, I don't get hit on, period. So maybe I get hit on by more guys than girls, and I don't get that either.
Well, at least you get hit on. So
well,
there's
I mean,
that.
Like, one out of one is not something to brag about.
Oh, well. All right, let's move forward with the show. Keisha Young is now officially out of the running for Mother of the Year. She's 39. She's from Texas. She was arrested after allegedly driving home from a neighborhood pool with six kids riding on the roof and hood of her car. Witnesses were shocked to see the children from ages 8 to 14 hanging on as the moving vehicle went down the road. Ms. Young was driving so fast, four of the kids were flung off during a sharp turn. But as they laid injured in the street, she kept driving because she didn't even realize they'd fallen off. One child had to be airlifted to a nearby hospital in Fort Worth and is said to have suffered a serious head injury. So why did she make the kids ride on the outside of her car, you ask? She told cops that she didn't want their wet swimsuits to ruin her Chevy Malibu's upholstery.
Wow.
Look, a Chevy Malibu is a mid to upper level Chevy car, and that upholstery is not going to heal itself. Now, she's behind bars. She failed an on-scene sobriety test. Shocker. Charged with intoxicated assault, she's also facing a much more serious indictment after all the details about the ride became known. A nearby neighbor said, they can't be in their right mind to do that with their own kids. Who in their right mind thinks a little kid can hang on to a hood? You can't hang on to a hood. I would disagree with that, having seen The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, the whole point of that story was to disagree with the witness. And I like how the witness was like, you can't do that with your own kids. Someone else's kid's perfectly fine. Not your own kids.
Well, listen, every TV show in the 70s had someone jumping onto the hood of a car and hanging on as people were driving.
That doesn't make it okay, Nate.
I'm just saying.
It's a TV show.
She is just old enough to remember that from a kid going, they'll hang on to this car because I'm driving.
I'm sorry, what was her name again?
Her name is Keisha Young.
Keisha Young. I'm pretty sure Keisha was not watching Dukes of Hazzard.
You don't know? Just because she's African American doesn't mean she hates the
show. I didn't say she hates. The only people I picture watching the Dukes of Hazzard or even know what that shit is white people. Well, the only reason why I know what that shit is because my parents used to own a video store in Davis. That's the only reason.
Well, she's going to have some time to think about what she's done. So that's bad times. Let me see what else we got. Oh, my favorite person, Jenny McCarthy. Was a hot topic in front of the U.S. Senate last week concerning her role in an e-cigarette campaign that critics argue rolls back the anti-tobacco efforts by decades. The Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation questioned Blue e-cig CEO Jason Healey about his decision to use McCarthy in an ad that resurrects the mid-century image of smoking as sexy and glamorous. Jenny McCarthy is famous for being anti-vaccine and telling kids that smoking is cool.
she's a keeper.
She's also famous for being naked. I mean, honestly, that's what she was first became known for.
Oh my, wait, do you think that Kim Kardashian in like 10 years is going to be in front of Senate? Do you think that's going to be a thing? Because like, I'm pretty sure when Jenny McCarthy first came out, no one thought.
Well, she wasn't actually in front of Congress. It was the CEO of this company, but they were talking about her. They were talking about Jenny McCarthy in Congress.
See, that's what concerns me. Do you think in a couple generations that's going to be Kim Kardashian?
I don't think it's going to take that long. Let's take a listen to the e-cigarettes ad, if we can.
You know, I love being single, but here's what I don't love.
Except for you just got engaged to not Mark Wahlberg, but Donnie Wahlberg. She's going to be Mrs. Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, wow.
So let's take it from the top.
Love being single, but here's what I don't love. A kiss that tastes like an ashtray. Blech. I'm Jenny McCarthy, and I finally found a smarter alternative to cigarettes. Blue e-cigs. Blue satisfies me. I get to have a blue without the guilt because there's only vapor, not tobacco smoke. That means no ash, no odor, which also means I don't get the stink eye from others. Also, it doesn't make my hair smell, my teeth turn yellow. You get the idea. That's why I am in love with Blue e-cigs. Now that I've switched to Blue, I feel better about myself. And I feel free to have one almost anywhere. When I'm driving, at home, watching TV, or when I'm in the club. And no going outside in the rain or freezing my butt off just to take a puff. I can whip out my Blue and not worry about scaring that special someone away. You know what I'm saying? Finally, with Blue, I took back my freedom.
Well, thank God she took back her freedom. I should add that in New York and L.A., they are now treating e-cigarettes just like regular cigarettes. You're not allowed to puff away wherever you like.
Yeah, I don't know about the e-cigarette thing. Is that like a... I don't know. They haven't really done like any like research on that, have they? Like if it's actually healthier? Because you're inhaling electric vapors, right? Like
yeah, and it's also a full dose of nicotine. So, yeah.
That
yeah.
one is nicotine?
Yeah, they all have nicotine in them.
Because like I thought there was one where it wasn't nicotine. It was it's just like a hookah kind of. But not the blue one. I know it's not that one, but there's like one out there. Is that what makes it bad? Is the nicotine like?
Yeah, because kids do it and they don't realize how you're getting hooked on the nicotine. And that's kind of the bad thing for in addition to other things. But they haven't really tested it. Anything you're inhaling into your lungs has a potential to be bad for you.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because like even if it's just like hookah, is hookah bad for you?
Yes. Yes, hookah is bad for you.
But I thought that was depending just on tobacco.
Well, tobacco is bad for you.
Is it?
Yes.
I know. Okay, that's not really dumb. I know it's not the healthiest thing. Obviously, putting anything in your body.
No.
Tobacco is bad for you in every form. It's bad for you.
Thought it was like all the additives that make it bad. Like so.
Well, they don't make it better, but tobacco is still bad for you. The extra things they're adding make it worse, but tobacco is not a health thing.
So what about weed?
weed is not good for you either. And they're just starting to do research on how much damage that actually does to your lungs. Does it do damage to your lungs? Hey, my cat has claws.
Son of a bitch.
Diana tried to pick up my cat Ace, and he grabbed hold too. No, so there are all sorts of things. It's not in yet. That's the thing. No one's really done a lot of studies about any of these things, so we don't know. So this idea of, oh, it's safer because it's not blah blah blah, that doesn't mean it's not that it's safer. It means we don't know. So Jenny McCarthy. Do we have time for some bitches preach? You got anything to preach about this week?
I just hate people. I hate everything about people. It's been a rough week.
Okay.
Back in retail, and then like just everything.
Are people in retail being jerks?
One day I had a really like just a bad day, just full of like really bitchy customers, and I just don't get it. And like I explained to them and they still ask me the same question, and I explained it again to them. I try to dumb it down and they ask the same question. I'm just like, I don't get it. Like I lost brain cells trying to talk to them.
All right. I'll summarize that for you. This week's bitches preach will be when people tell you something and try to explain something to you, what we need you to do is we need you to listen, pay attention, take it in, think about it, and then process it, and then ponder it for a while, and then think about it some more before you ask the same question again, because you're killing people.
Exactly. Oh, and also, be honest. Honesty is the best fucking policy. So, yeah, I think people should just be honest from now on. That switched gears. This whole, like, not doing a lot of substances anymore really is taking a toll on my body.
Having a tough time going without all the chemical additives, so to speak.
Chemical, like, I don't drink as much anymore. I don't drink. And then quit smoking. I'm weaning off, and I'm getting angry.
Yeah.
And then I'm working out. So I'm in a lot of pain. And so I think it's best when people just like don't fucking bullshit and don't lie, especially in this day and age, because people talk.
It's true.
The shit gets around.
Follow Diana on Twitter at bitchespreach. My Twitter handle is at Aint Darling. There's going to be some sports on mine, I'm not going to lie. So if you hate sports, sorry.
Oh, and don't forget to shop through the Nate Darling Show with 4th of July coming up, right? Oh, and Pride. Get all your yay gay stuff at Amazon through the Nate Darling Show. Amazon.
Go to NateDarlingShow.com. You're probably there now. Hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top and shop your day away. Doesn't cost you anything extra, and it does help support the show. So thank you very much. Thank you, Diana. Our 20th show is now in the books.
Oh, shit. 20th?
20 shows.
Wow.
I know. Just like yesterday.
It's almost as old as I am.
There you go. All right. Until next time, here's Cobra Starship. It's Hot Mess. It's the Well Hung Podcast. We'll see you next Monday.